Today we are speaking with the national director, the national marketing director, rather, of Ferrari South Africa, Chanel Zaki. Chanel, how are you this fine afternoon?
I'm very good, Barry. Thank you so much for asking.
Right. Now, Chanel, Ferrari, it's one of the biggest names in the world. So was it always your plan to not only work in the automotive industry, but also at Ferrari itself?
To be honest, Barry, it wasn't something that I planned at any point in time starting my career. Upon graduating, I actually found myself in a position where I wasn't too sure what line of work I wanted to get into. I was actually looking to get into more the media side of things and get into more journalism. However, fate has a way of working things in a way that we don't always understand. And once I graduated, I found myself taking on a receptionist position due to lack of finding a job that I was passionate or interested in pursuing. And long story short, it still started there as a receptionist at BMW dealership in Sandton. And from there, I got offered a marketing assistant position at what was known at the time as Biglietti Motors. And that's where it all began for me. And obviously from there, my love for Ferrari and for the brand just kept going. So it's a huge honor to be part of it, and it's been an interesting story so far.
Yeah, so you say you were the receptionist at Ferrari originally. So how did it come that you decided to go into the whole marketing aspect of things?
So it was actually a marketing position at BMW. It was an assistant position there, or a receptionist position there.
Oh, okay.
From there, I was offered a marketing assistant position at Biglietti Motors with Ferrari and Maserati. So it was an interesting start. Marketing has always been something I've been interested in. I enjoy being in the creative space and interacting with people, as well as customer relations. It started from there, and my love for marketing and for the brand just kept growing.
Awesome. So now, this isn't, of course, any manufacturer. It is Ferrari. It's one of the biggest brands in the world. So do you find it quite daunting being the marketing director for such a big company?
It's not as daunting as it is humbling and inspiring. Ferrari has given us so many opportunities to work within increasing the power of the brand and showcasing new innovation and excellence. So it's truly an honor, and it's truly humbling. It is a bit challenging at times, given the requirements and given the fact that the brand is forever innovating and forever changing. So it's really exciting. It keeps us on our toes and just keeps us wanting to improve with every bit of work that we do.
So obviously you're doing pretty well at Ferrari, because recently you were the winner of Ferrari's Testa Rossa Award for the top marketing executive. So for those who don't know, what are the Testa Rossa Awards, and was it something that you were striving to actually obtain?
So the Testa Rossa Awards was introduced by Ferrari SDA in 2017. Basically what happens is that it's an award that acknowledges all the dealership's top representatives in terms of marketing, sales, after sales, and their technical staff. The awards is basically a week of training where 12 top marketing managers from all across the world compete for this accolade. Managers from across the globe were invited to test their product knowledge, present new strategies and concepts to share their know-how. Upon receiving this award, it was extremely a huge honor for me and for the company. It wasn't something that I was striving towards, but when the platform became available, it was definitely something that we were hoping to perform our best in.
But I just want to say a big congratulations, because it's no mean feat to come out on top, even at a global level. So massive congratulations for that.
Thanks, Barry. That's very kind of you. I do appreciate it, and I'm very humbled by the award as well.
Let's move on to the more, because of course the automotive industry is more male dominated. So do you think that people don't take you as seriously because you're a woman in a more male dominated industry?
I think it was something of the past to make note of in previous years, but I have seen a massive shift in the industry in the last several years. It is challenging at times. You know, you're sometimes expected to know a lot more and prove yourself in other ways. But I don't feel that at this point in time it's something that is actually keeping us apart from excelling. I have a phenomenal support system here at my company. My COO and my CEO are both very supportive males in this industry, and they've only done good things to empower women within their companies. So I think it's definitely something of the past. So we look forward to shifting forward.
So you think there are then more opportunities opening up in the automotive industry for women at the moment?
Absolutely. I attended a Motion Women Awards on, I think it was Friday the 16th of August, and it was basically to acknowledge and give recognition to all the women in the motor industry, and to see the number of influential and powerful women within their dealerships and within the organisations was truly mind-blowing. So I definitely think that there's a lot more opportunities now, and that women should feel confident enough to take this stance, and if it is a career prospect that they're wanting to pursue, that they can be bold enough just to go out there and to pursue their dreams.
So you mentioned at the recent awards you attended, to recognize inspiring women. Which women in general inspire you the most?
Wow, okay, so I would definitely have to say my mom, number one. She's absolutely incredible. She's the perfect example of a woman with the ability to take on as many challenges as possible, but also be grateful about them. In the industry, I would have to say my friend Candice McKenna, who's dealer principal at Fiat Chrysler Group in Midrand. She has definitely been a mentor to me and has been a fantastic role model in the industry. She's one of those women that I started working with, and when I first met her, I was like, I definitely have to be like this girl.
Yeah.
She's just so dynamic, and she was fierce and feisty. So yeah, she would definitely have to be one of them. And then I would just have to say everybody that I deal with on a day-to-day basis. You know, women are absolutely amazing at accomplishing the task at hand, and they're also brilliant at dealing with things under pressure. So they're very dynamic, and yeah, every woman in the motor industry really does inspire me in some way or another.
And another thing that I wanted to ask you, obviously, you know, Ferraris, they mostly considered, you know, toys for, they're just toys for, you know, older guys. Have you seen an increase in female customers in recent years?
We most definitely have. There's definitely been an inclination to a lot more female drivers becoming enthusiastic and passionate about the brand. And again, you know, it's something that men and women will enjoy. You know, Ferrari is a lifestyle, so both men and women can enjoy it.
Okay, now I need to ask you, what is the best advice that you have received?
The best advice I have received, I think that would have to be from my mom, from my COO. And Barry, I actually just need to quote this though, because I'm going to actually find a point where he's told me this.
Okay.
And he, when I was preparing for the Testarossa Award, he actually told me that you can't sell an idea that you don't believe in yourself. And I find that true to the core, because when I was preparing concepts and presentations for the Testarossa Awards internationally, I was proposing some concepts and theories that were given from, you know, I was taking them from a whole lot of different sources.
Mm.
But the winning concept was actually something that I truly believed would work. And his words stand so true. You know, you can't sell an idea that you don't believe in yourself.
Yeah.
You really do need to be so passionate and understand it intrinsically to know that something like this could work. But because you have the power of believing in it, that's why something comes together, or a plan comes together, I should say.
Absolutely. That's absolutely great advice. And then lastly, if you could have a coffee with 16-year-old Chanel Zaki, what would you have told her?
Gosh, oh my goodness. that would be a very, very interesting conversation. The 16-year-old Chanel was extremely anxious for the future at the time. I wasn't too sure what career path I ever wanted to follow. So I would just say to surrender and to let God guide you in all your adventures. I would definitely say don't be afraid to start from the bottom, even though it was a very humbling experience, that anything is possible if you work hard enough at it and that you keep pursuing excellence in everything that you do. I think that would be the most truthful and honest advice I could give myself back then.
Awesome. Well, Chanel, thank you so much for taking some of your time to speak to us. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Barry. I'm truly honored, and I wish you all the best with your future career endeavors, and we look forward to seeing you at the showroom again soon.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.